Everyone who has raised a toddler has probably been confronted at some point by a full-blown temper tantrum. Its fury is something to behold, coming from a kid who only weighs 25 pounds. Usually a firm hand will discourage such violent behavior, but sometimes not. I knew one family that had a 3-year-old boy who was still throwing the most terrible fits when he didn't get his way. He would fall on the floor and kick and scream and spit and cry. His parents had done everything they knew to stop them, with no success. One night, as they were each reading a newspaper, the kid demanded that they do something. They didn't move quickly enough, so he went into his violent contortion. Out of exasperation, since they didn't know what else to do, they didn't do anything. They just went on reading. The child was shocked by their unresponsiveness, and he got up, went over to his mother, shook her arm, and fell on the floor screaming again. Still, neither parent reacted. He then approached his father and hit the newspaper before going into another tirade. By this point, the mom and dad were secretly watching to see what would happen, but they remained passive. This kid felt so foolish and so stupid, throwing temper tantrums with no audience, that I never threw another one. The next time your toddler goes a little crazy, you might try doing nothing. It worked in at least one case with which I am quite familiar.
There's more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.